KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Now that Donald Trump is back in the White House, one Republican senator predicts TikTok to remain up and running after it's sold to a new owner. Bob Agnew with that report.
Senator Ted Cruz says the 90-day reprieve President Trump promised the social media app will give it time to be sold to owners not controlled by the Chinese military. A law forcing the sale or threatening a shutdown by this past Sunday was passed with bipartisan support and upheld last week by the U.S. Supreme Court. Cruz notes the purpose of that law was never to ban TikTok. Quote, the purpose of the law was to end the Chinese Communist government ownership and control. It's a transition Cruz predicts will take place in the next 90 days. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNNews.com, before leaving office, President Biden issuing a round of preemptive pardons. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
In the final hours of his presidency, Joe Biden pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the January 6th Capitol Riot House Committee. The action came after Donald Trump warned of an enemies list. Mr. Biden also pardoned his siblings and their spouses, saying his family has been subjected to unrelenting attacks and threats. The now former president said he used his authority to guard against potential revenge, and he made clear that the pardons should not be seen as acknowledging any wrongdoing by these individuals. Greg Clugston, The White House.
After 15 months of battle, a ceasefire takes effect in Gaza between Israel and Hamas. Three Israeli hostages left Hamas captivity and returned to Israel. Dozens of Palestinian prisoners walked free from an Israeli jail, leaving both sides torn between celebration and trepidation. The National College Football Championship game taking place tonight in Atlanta. Ohio State takes on Notre Dame for the CFP title. This is SRN News. Minnesota teachers must affirm the LGBT lifestyle. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Under the state's new standards of effective practice, all educators must, quote, foster an environment that ensures student sexual orientations are historically and socially contextualized, affirmed, and incorporated into the learning environment. Religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the new rules, which officially go into effect this summer. Some say those dictates will make it nearly impossible for Christian teachers in Minnesota to keep their jobs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has just begun his second term, but his influence already rippling through state capitals. Republican governors have announced Trump-themed policies on abortion, the LGBT agenda, and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Even some Democratic governors are tapping into the themes Mr. Trump used to get elected, as far as their party will allow them. This is SRN News. In the Los Angeles area, CAL FIRE's David Acuna says they're preparing for new wildfires that may start due to the Santa Ana winds.
The big concern is, of course, primarily the current fires escaping their current containment. However, perhaps an even larger concern is the fires escaping or fires starting somewhere else.
Dennis Burns, a fire behavior analyst for the incident management team, says depending on the winds, firefighting planes may be grounded.
Aircraft may not be able to be used on the incident. Once those winds get up beyond 30, 40 miles an hour, that very much limits what the aircraft can do.
The warnings come as firefighters continue to battle two major blazes in the L.A. area, the Palisades and Eaton fires. More details at SRNNews.com.